Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where results are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's Word today, we become the true reflection of His Word. You will be blessed.
Verse 28. Everybody, it is projected. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Listen. For which of you, intending to build a tower, build a tower in that context is any project. Which of you intending to achieve anything? Which of you intending to prosper in anything? Which of you is aspiring to achieve any goal? They say, keep that your aspiration, keep your intention, keep the project aside. The first step, sit down. He says, sit us down. That's the first thing. The first is to sit down first, the Bible said. Do you say the word first there? Amen. Amen. Which of you planning to start a marriage? Which of you planning to start a home, to start a business? Which of you trying, making all kinds of effort to enter one layer of reality or another? The Bible says the first criteria, sit down first. Why are you sitting down? They say everything has a cost. Everything has a cost. There is a cost, a prerequisite cost for anything you aspire for. The challenge why many people never touch what they aspire for and the things that they continue to labor. You know, it's not about labor in this matter alone, because there is such a labor called the labor of the fool. The Bible says it wearieth all of them. Why? Because they know not the way to the city. It is that time where you sat down. Hey. Whatever you are planning, you will not be the first. The Bible says, follow them who through faith have obtained. That time to sit down is to bring into cognizance everybody who have labored in that path prior to your own arrival. You will not be the first. You will not be the first. Please tell somebody by your side, sit down. I see people want to get married. The first thing they are planning is pre-wedding pics. Oh, I see this one a lot. I will just be minding my business. Next thing I'll see is a photo they sent to me. Sir, how do you see this? Eh? My mind says, sit down first. Sit. You know, there are some married people here that are just laughing as I'm saying this thing. They have gone to see what is in the other side. You now, love is shocking you. You now went to wear white t-shirt, and on the white t-shirt, the boy on his own white t-shirt, they write, my queen. On the guy, his own white t-shirt, you know, relax. Sometimes when you are doing all these things, the elders of marriage, they say, calm down, no. That calm down, no, means sit down first. Sit down, sit down. Kai. You say it's capital. Once I get capital, you will know this business, everything about the business. Oga, sit down first. Like play. The whole labor of 50 years can be swallowed up by one wrong move. It is because of the risks involved. That is why you are not allowed to take a step until you have gotten your details right. Part of the details a man must secure before he prosecutes destiny, one is the voice of God. Who sent you? Who empowered you? And the day Pharaoh will rise against you, who would you say sent you? Who would defend your wealth? Oga, hear me. It's not enough to gather wealth. You can gather it and overnight, one night, crown zero. Oh, I've seen that story over and over again. In the day where princes will come to accost your substance, there must be a signature that protects and seals your inheritance. You sit down first. Hey. You know, in ministries like this, where we have a lot of young people, there are brothers that have made it a point of duty that every contact point is a potential time to spot their missing rib. And so, during prayer, he will see the brother praying, he'll be looking back, he'll be looking inside, looking everywhere, when he spots a lady there. Oh, those of you in the ministry of escorting, every meeting. You see, you know, I've been keeping quiet. You don't know I used to observe. There are brought every service. You will see them, they will escort somebody to the express. Come back and escort another person again. Come on now. Come on. Oga, sit down first. You can't touch what you are looking for that way. Sit down. No, let's pray. There is something I design in my spirit. Let's pray. The prayer is Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Tame this zeal without knowledge. Tame it. Some of you, they are advising you. They have been advising you. And you think they don't like you. That's why. Sit down. Listen, everything God gives you are good. All of God's blessings for you are good, but they are only good in its time. It is good, everything God can give you, but God's gift also can become a serious disservice when it is not the time. Is marriage good or not? Amen. Please, I want a very interactive audience this evening. Is marriage good or not? Should a child be thinking about marriage? No. Many of the time, the challenge is timing. Sit down first. Hey, the ordeal with many, many young, especially teenagers, they too want to have somebody who is calling them every evening and say, have you eaten? Just see, if that is your own problem, plan with somebody. Let the person be sending you that message. Just, have you eaten? How was your day? Somebody say, I've been depressed, sir. You don't know what it means. I'm just looking at you. Don't let me tell you something. You don't know depression. No? There are some streets in ABU that has my sweat. Eh? My tears fell down on those ground in the night. In fact, they were nights. I was under the rain. The distance between the class and the hostel was far. So I was trying to make it to the hostel at night, and rain began to fall. And the devil allowed every negative experience that has bedeviled me within the confines of campus to play before my eyes briefly. You don't know depression. In fact, what the average man calls depression in its true form is a lack of the Holy Spirit. There is a joy nothing physical can give you. It is called joy in the Holy Ghost. It is that joy that is responsible for a sense of belonging. The world will reject you. If you hold on to Jesus at some point, the world will reject you. And when that point comes, your only consolation is the joy in the Holy Ghost. They will give you all kind of nickname. They will alienate you from all opportunities. Because of Jesus, you will suffer many things. Contrary to the gospel that brought you before the cross, Jesus will not always be an advantage. Jesus will be a disadvantage many times. And because of him, we will be slayed. But we will enter our graves with a smile on our face. You know why? There is a joy, a peace that the world cannot give. It was these things that Chris Delvan captured in that song. He says, there's this peace that I have. In spite of all the sadness that surrounds me, this peace that is within my heart, it comes alive when I hear your voice. Maybe you have heard the lyrics now. You know you thought it was melody. It was not a song. Somebody's teasing. He used those words. when everybody alienates you. The only feedback coming to you is gossip. Gossip of what this one said. This one. This one said this one. This one said this one. One day you stand and realize, then who is my friend? Oga, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. At the end of time, all you have is Him. You know, I still pity people who have not learned. I believe and I'm persuaded that the first lesson man should learn is that the only thing you have is God. That's the first lesson. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. We have ignored you. We have ignored you. We are attempting to build empires outside you. We are attempting to raise fortress outside you. Draw our heart back to you. The place of love, place of fellowship, place of intimacy. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. He has interrupted my flow. He has hijacked the meeting. He is calling many hearts to come back home. Come back. Come back. All you have is me. Men will give up on you over and over again. All you have is Him. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, bend our hearts, break our will, stretch us from border to border. Holy Ghost, I'm back, I'm back, I'm back. I've wandered far away from home, but I return. I return, I return. Hallelujah. The scripture we are making reference to, the Bible says, who is it? Who is it? It's a question to a generation that's intending to build a tower, seated not down first. After sitting down, the next thing is to count the cost. The reason Jesus gave this particular address, He was trying to raise an alarm against people who want to start following Him without knowing that it will not be a bed of roses all the time. So He quickly chipped that in. Count the cost quickly. Don't just because you see it's a raining thing, people are following one master, you too, you now join. When the heat comes, you didn't know what to expect. It was not factored into your plan. Your aspiration did not capture that at some point there will be tragedy. He said, count the cost. Whether he have sufficient to finish it. Next verse, very quickly. Let me run through it, then we. Less happily, after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. What Jesus was truly trying to avert here is that cycle of incomplete projects. You can start, but the capacity to stay, even when it looks like it's not working, you say, count the cost, count it before you start. Quickly. Verse 30. Let's read what people would mock everybody who has no capacity to finish what they started. 1, 2, go. Verse 31, quickly. And that's the last verse. The title of my discourse this night is The Cost. The Cost. The Cost. Ah, brother, sister. We are conversant with assessing the prophetic utterances for our lives. We are conversant with the heavy testimonies, heavy prophecies that has gone ahead of us, many of which predates our arrival into time. We are conversant with the fact that we are all here for an assignment and for a purpose superior to self, you know, a self-serving life. However, one of the most important part of this whole business, the cost. Somebody wakes up one day and say, "Sir, can I share something with you?" And then the father says, "Yes." And then he says, "I had a dream that the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bow before me." The father said, "This child, you are a silly boy. Are you inferring that myself and your mother and your brethren will bow before you? I want to imagine now that when the father used wisdom to interpret that dream quickly, because it was just a teenager that was sharing his dream. Even he does not know that the sun and the moon means the father and the mother. It was elders that used the scroll of wisdom to unveil the hidden secrets of that encounter. And then when he said it, oh, it is my expectation. I suspect that Joseph left there with a smile on his face. And it would be like, wow. Wow. I always knew that I'm different. I'm special. You know, some of you, you have dream. You will see some beings appear, angels surrounding you. In the dream, you start smiling even before you wake up. You know what? You are planning the meetings. You go and share those things. Then when you are done sharing, you say, "Some of us don't just want to be talking." No matter what you see, no matter what is spoken about you, even the word of God has a cost. Hey, the only thing that will differentiate talkers, some people, their plan and their dream only ends in their diary. You will see mighty goals, but they will never come to pass because the price is the cost. Tonight, the discourse is the cost. Guess what? Jesus had one tower to raise. It's called the church. But before he builds the church, the cost is the burden of redemption. He must die. Jesus will be the first stone that will go to the ground, forming the foundation of this new structure called church. Over and over again, you will hear him continue to make reference to what he knows he must do. He said, "Destroy this temple. I will raise it up after 3 days." So he was very conversant with the fact that at some point, death will be a part of this thing. He says, "Until a corn of wheat falls to the ground and die." He knows the cost. The cost is death. Simon Peter, that just hailed Jesus and Jesus celebrated him. Simon looked at Jesus and said, "I will not let you die." Hey, if you are the one, you will say he's a good friend. Jesus knew the cost. This thing cannot happen until death. Of course, guess what he said? "Get behind me, Satan." Anything that can stand between you and the cost for your destiny is Satan. You want to pray. Somebody is always a channel Satan is using. The person now comes always and say, you are always fasting, always praying. Come make I go spoil you small. Hey, Oga. See, they say, look at how your collarbones are all out. Well, it's blessed you never eat any balance diet for some time. God just drop your thought from my heart. Hey, Oga. That is Satan there. The most important thing to prosecute destiny is the cost. In Revelation chapter 5, Pastor Onu. Hey, the thing I want to say now. All the prophecies hanging over our generation, there is no name tag on anyone. They didn't put anybody's name. So anybody who pays the price will be the one to touch it. You will just hear that a virgin shall be with child. They didn't say Mary. So the spirit will start brooding, looking for one virgin who will meet that correct. the qualification will just be there, like an aptitude test that they set for aeons, and nobody could pass it until the day a candidate show up and write it and pass. The cost is the only thing now that is stopping you from entering your manifestation. The cost. Hey, mind you, there are some of us here, there is a prerequisite layer, volume of prayer you must hit if you must be reading of every infirmity and impurity that came as a part of your bloodline. There are germs that are inside water, normal water that is contaminated. There are germs that are inside it. When you drink it, you will come down with infirmities. But if you subject that water to heat, just because you have put water on fire, it's not enough that germs have died. Now we're talking about heights of temperature. There is a temperature that the water boils. When you hit that place, you can have some level of assurance that anything that can cross to this other place after 100 degrees Celsius, that thing deserves to follow me. There is a place loss cannot follow you to. The only challenge is you probably are on 20 degrees Celsius. Increased temperature. When you go past 100, then look back and say, what is still alive? Anything that is there with you came from the realm of immortality. Because at 100, everything carnal should die. When you start building temperature small, when Satan see that your prayer routine is becoming very regimented, and you are beginning to amass and get temperature, the first agenda is to come and deflate quickly. Oh, suddenly they come and start mocking you, calling you strange names. Overdue. Haba. Say, use your own. Come. You know there's a balance. Hey, don't balance. Don't balance it. If it's prayer, don't balance it. Just be praying. Be praying. Just be praying. Be praying when there's no prayer upon. Just be praying. When you wake up, and remember that you just wake up. Pray. Pray. As you are on your bed, just allow prayer be on your tongue. Just be praying. Be praying. Be praying. It's the matter of temperature. There is something that has bedeviled, crippled ancestors before you. 4-5 generations could not separate themselves from it. Ungodly prophecies everywhere around you. Some of you are aspiring for things that are not normal from where you are coming from. And people before you also worked hard. And you are still thinking that it's by working hard. Who is lying to who? Generations before you also did TDB. They stayed awake all night. They had PhD and yet no door opened. And you think you are different. The princes that kept them bound, the only thing they will respond to is fire. Who is this one? Who is this one? That's the question they ask when you start doing something that your ancestors did not do. Who is this one that is not acting like the others? Brother, you may need to devote some time into prayer in this meeting, and the reason is just Holy Ghost, increase my fire, increase. Don't bother about masturbation, it's the least of your problem. Don't bother about pornography, there is a realm it can't follow you to. Just continue to labor. Invest another 30 minutes today. Tomorrow invest again. Next tomorrow invest. You are building something. When you hit that temperature, you will turn your back and realize for 4 months what happens every week has not happened for 4 months. At that point, you can record that I have hit a temperature. Don't ever go and write anything on any jotter and say, even though you like, start it by the grace of God. From today, I will never do this again. You don't have the capacity to separate yourself. It takes priesthood to divide. Brother, that loss you are complaining about, I have good news for you. You are not the only one. You are not the only one. So this night, we are inviting you to sit down. Sit down first. Sit down. Don't vow. Don't do any resolution. Don't go and cut a brother wounded his hand and show me the wound and say, this is the hand I normally masturbate with. Let this be a testament. Guess what? With the wound in his hand, he masturbated. A group of brethren went to the peak of Kudendem Mountain in the harsh Hamatan weather, and they said they have gone there to go and mortify the flesh. That the name of this retreat is Moria Experience. Hey, and one of them called me from the top of Kudenden and said, "Sir, I'm coming down tomorrow. I have masturbated there." Oga, the things that are worrying against you, the cord is too strong for your soul. It will take more than willpower to overcome it. And so it's a matter of temperature. This business is fire business. Fire. Oh, you are here this Friday. Maybe you generated, and then you hit 30 degrees Celsius. On Tuesday, you will come and meet me and pray in here again. What are we looking for? We want to touch a place where the infirmity of our ancestors have no bearing in our members again. It is at that point you can bring a new reality that is not visible, that is not the norm from where you are coming from. Until your vessel become different, you cannot command a different result. There are families that have peculiar infirmities. Families where no lady get married from. Everybody get pregnant out of wedlock and then they ship them into husband's house. Families where anger is a norm. Everybody is angry. The slightest provocation, they will blow everything up. And they even have that confidence to say, "This one is our own challenge, our own. Brother, you will need to journey." Don't give up and don't pity yourself. Don't pity yourself. If you pity yourself, Satan will still be happy. Brother, just add firewood. Add firewood to that altar. Just go for another 30 minutes. Listen, Satan will come and say, "Why don't you convert this prayer into your prayer for job? Remember, you are looking for job." Say, no, this is not for job. I want to become. I want to evolve. The whole time, just praying. It says, building up yourself in your most holy faith. How? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Can you build up yourself?
Holy Ghost, In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Please sit down. We have yet a journey ahead of us. Is God blessing us this night? Is God blessing us? Help that lady. Don't just help her to take her seat. Help her. Remember the discourse this night. The cost. You know, the subject is too broad. It's too broad. So Let's focus on something this night. One, in the light of the Easter season, I know that it's a time to reflect on the sufferings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His passion. You know, yesterday, some 2,000 years ago, yesterday like this, Jesus could not sleep. The last night to his crucifixion was a very restless time for him. He knew that the moment has come, the hour has come. The first nail hit his skin by 9 a.m. And he made that utterance, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." He made it by 3 p.m. So he had 6 hours of excruciating pain. The whole weight of his body was held by nails, just nail. Imagine if 3 points of contact is suspending the whole weight of your body. Now you also imagine all the bruises, the stripe, every cut. And don't be deceived. Jesus film did not do justice to the reality. He was crucified naked, stark naked. He didn't tie anything, naked. Ah. Guess what? There was an offer he had. And you know what? God did not retrieve the offer from him. God, it is that offer that makes his sacrifice binding. He had the offer, even in that last moment on the cross, to still demand that they send a legion of angels so that they truncate this whole thing. And Satan was still trying to, thieves who went to steal in supermarket, they caught them. Eh? They have their case file. When you go to the police station there in that land, they have their file. They are involved in all that theft. And so they came to the point where they say, the best thing for this society is to rid you of, hey, they caught those kind where everybody know their crime. And after everybody with secret sin spoke derogatorily to Jesus, even thieves with known sin turned to Jesus and say, "If you are the Son of God," they were trying to make him use that card. Proof! You know what kept him on that cross? It was not the nail. He was thinking about me and you. He knew a point would come where Satan will invoke strong reasons that man will not have the capacity to defend himself. And so they must bring in a position in this matter where one who is without sin actually died. You know, till today, my heart cannot grasp the full weight of Jesus' sacrifice. Every Easter, I have a culture. It's a routine. I watch a particular movie called The Passion of the Christ. I don't see movies regularly. In fact, I can sleep off just trying to see a movie. But that movie, The Passion of the Christ, mind you, I love what Mel Gibson did in that movie. It was such a nice work. Maybe we should celebrate him. I remember the first time I saw that movie. I was crying. If you are here, you have not seen it, I highly recommend it. And I want to put your heart to a test. If you watch it and you did not cry, Kai, Jesus. Satan put your heart in a freezer. It's a deep freezer. Your heart is frozen. And there's another layer of people again. First, you didn't cry. That one is a case. A serious case with the realm of spirits. Number two, if as they are flogging Jesus, you are happy. Know that you are gone. There are demons inside you. They are rejoicing through you. I had a brother trying to crack a joke. So he thinks he was funny. He said, somebody was preaching that Jesus died on the cross. He did this. Then he now say, Nami Sendam. You know, it sounds funny now. Until you step into the other side of reality. I think as a culture, so that I will be sure. Naomi, please help me find that short clip that just gave us a little portion of the Passion of the Christ. I want to be sure, because some people, once you leave here, Satan will make sure you don't even know it's Easter. You have no idea. Your plan is even to go and do Kwanangida. You want to travel. There is somebody that is telling you that we have not spent time for some time. Spend time with Jesus now. Look for Jesus now that you are young. Very soon, it will become clear to everybody that the best decision a man can make is to submit his life to Jesus. Sister, give him your life and trust him forever. Huh? He will never be put to shame. He knows everything you need. In fact, he understands you more than you understand yourself. He knows the things that can make you genuinely happy. And sometimes even you don't know it. If you submit your life to him, he will become responsible. Responsible for taking decisions. Sometimes you will be sleeping. Jesus will be working for you. Are you not tired of trying to call this person promise you, this person failed? There's no need. Submit your life to the Holy Ghost. Today is a call. It is just a time to rededicate our lives. Please sit down. God bless you. Submit your life again to him. Thank you. All right. Let's have this clip. Fasten your eyes on it. I hope it blesses you. Your life is not your own. It has been paid for. It has been paid for. Don't ignore this eternal price. Wherever you are, the season of Easter affords us a time of contemplation, a time of spiritual appraisal. You know, somehow we got carnal, somehow we got distracted. Somehow we got so busy and Jesus is no longer an emphasis. Somehow we got roped in the whole web of the world. And now you want to declare. You want to run to the cross. You want to come before that cross where his blood flowed. Please, wherever you are, come. 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 It's a good time. It's a good time to rededicate your life again to him. Come. It's a good time to rededicate your life to Him. Come, come, come. Come. Please come.
Keep your eyes on the offer of our lives, captain of our souls. Keep your eyes on the as we see the day approaching. Keep your eyes on the. We are persuaded, we are persuaded, we know who we've believed. Keep your eyes on Him, He's the Lamb upon the throne. Yeah. Keep your eyes on
Him. Keep your eyes on Jesus, keep your eyes on Jesus. So don't you focus, keep your eyes stayed on, keep your eyes on Jesus, keep your eyes on Jesus, don't you focus, keep your eyes stayed on.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. We return home. 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 Please go ahead and talk to Jesus wherever you are. Let the words be your own. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Make those words your own. Be glorified. Be glorified. In my life. Be glorified. Be glorified. In my life. Be glorified. Be glorified. In my life. Be glorified. Be glorified. You get the glory. You get the praise. You take the honor. I just wanna say thank you. You get the glory. You get the praise. You take the honor. I just wanna say thank you.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnacazoMissionInternational.AMI or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676760 55 +233 2676760 7676055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.